Yeah, Blanc. Thank you. Thanks so much for coming out here and performing for us. It was amazing, as always. And you're in town. I should say we are pre-taping this, but you're in town for the Human Voice in a New World performance with Joan LaBarbera. And can you tell me a little about that? What's it like working with Joan? That's great. It's a piece you've done before, though, with her, right? The piece you're doing, or you are in town to do. And I should say we're pre-taping, so hopefully listeners got a chance to go out and hear that at NYU. You did a variety of pieces for us here. You did some pieces with your laptop and then the cheek synthesizer, which I want to get back to, but you're using a lot of text, and I know other times there's a lot of improvisation in your work. I was wondering if you could say a little about when you're working from text, how much improvisation there is in that. And this work you do, is that, how did you come into this? Is this something you did as a child, the vocalizations? No. But how did you come to discover this talent that you have then? Or how did you develop it? And so how long ago was that? I'm sorry. And the cheek synthesizer, we heard that at the end of your performance. No electronics, just your face, your hand, your mouth. Do you have any advice for aspiring cheek synthesizer players that are listening? Both at once. And basically that's it. All right, so practice and maybe the next generation will have voice synthesizer or cheek synthesizer orchestras. I know after you leave here, you're going on a tour in the islands north of Norway, with Kaffee Matthews, Roger Turner, John Hegre, into some very cold, dark, desolate areas. Are you... No, excuse me. So that's why you would have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Mm. Well, good luck with that. I hope everything turns out okay. And I want to ask you one last question. I know you've been, at least in the past, maybe in your private life, but you've been politically outspoken in your own country. And this is a big time in our country here in the United States. And, you know, with a new president, our first African-American president. And I think it's especially interesting to hear from people from Europe and from other parts of the world about this, you know, the impact of this election and this point in American history. I wonder if you have any comment on that. Well put. Jaap Blank, thank you so much for coming and spending some time with us today.